This is Marketplace. I'm Andy Euler. We got some economic data from the Labor Department today, and it tells us a little bit more about inflation. In something of a surprise, we learned that the July Producer Price Index declined from June. Now, PPI dropped 0.5%. Analysts had been expecting it to rise 0.2%. So you may be asking yourself, why do you gotta know about PPI? After all, we told you yesterday that inflation was basically flat for July after we got the Consumer Price Index, the CPI numbers. Well, acronyms and economic weeds aside, turns out the PPI might give you a glimpse into what you'll be paying for goods and services in the very near future. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains.
The Producer Price Index tracks the change in prices that businesses charge one another for the inputs that go into making a product you might eventually buy at a store near you, says Gus Fauché. He's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
If producer prices are going up, that means it's more likely that consumer prices are going up.
The market for commodities, especially energy, helps explain why producer prices fell in July for the first time in 2 years, says Charles Lieberman, chief investment officer at Advisors Capital Management.
We've seen that most commodities, they had risen quite dramatically. They're lower now, and that will show up in producer prices.
And ultimately, the prices we consumers pay for everything from food to clothing. This is all a little personal for Leah Brooks. She teaches public policy at George Washington University, and she was, until recently, in the market for a new vehicle.
My husband and I have two cars, and our older car just died a spectacular death and just decided it wasn't going anymore.
With supply chain problems affecting the price of car parts, car makers are paying more and then charging more.
We really needed a car right now. So we were willing to pay the currently inflated price of cars to buy a new car.
A consumer who's less desperate for a particular good or service might not be willing to pay more. So while the Producer Price Index offers useful hints at what's next for consumers, Brooks says it's not a perfect forecast. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.